Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the Bucks are a great team. I love them. I think they're fantastic. And I think Giannis is just a blast to watch play. Bottom line is this, is that they should go into Detroit tomorrow and handle their business just like Boston did tonight. They handled their business against a team missing their star key component in Oladipo. They're nothing without him, and they've been exposed. And, you know, the Sixers are doing what they're doing without Embiid. It's unbelievable because the Nets aren't ready for this, level of pressure. I think, you got a new star coming out of the woodwork in San Antonio to knock off the Nuggets in AT&T off the Riverwalk, and then in your series, there's no way they can win without Blake Griffin. That we know. And then the Rockets just killed the Jazz. Let's see what the Jazz do in Salt Lake. Now they're in Oak City. We'll see what this team does. But I have nothing but respect for that team. And, every night, all year long, we've seen them destroy everyone. And it's been fun to watch. There's a lot of guys on that team that I think are fun to watch play basketball. Besides Giannis, I think he's made everyone around him better. The teams, they've never been this good. And that's just all there is to it. I love Middleton's game. I've said I like Bledsoe's game. We've always been Pat Connaughton fans. You get beyond that. Mirotic can shoot. He's had his injuries and fingers snapped and everything else. But they can shoot. They can play. They can run transition. I like them a lot. But the facts remain, without a doubt, they've never – it has literally always found a way to implode. They have never got it done. And it's up to them to do it. It's not up to me. It's not up to anyone around here. It's not up to anyone around there. It's up to them. They have to go out and play and win. So they need to finish off Detroit, go to the next level, and then what? It's Boston? So be it. I think they're better than Boston, but Boston is built for the playoffs. That's it. Their regular season, you talk about meaningless. You're right about that. All that stuff means nothing now. Because look at them now. 3-0. They just won an Indy. Kyrie's lighting it up. They're winning. And that's going to be a hell of a series. Hell of a series that I have nothing to do with. Neither do you. Neither do you. Neither do you. Neither do you. You all think you're on the team or something? Are you going to play that one with me? Everybody's like, you're on the squad, you're on the bench, are you coaching? What do you play? Getting some burn? You getting a little burn there? Please calm down. Have a beer. Smoke a doobie. Relax. Let them handle their business. You got nothing to do with it. Neither do I. We'll see how they do. We'll see how they do. Certain people around here don't believe in them. I would never say who, Carver High. But I think that we'll see how it plays out. I mean, obviously, they're the number one seed, right? Aren't they? Aren't they the best team? I mean, it should be a walk in the park. Tiptoe through the tulips.
As far as I'm concerned, they're already in the finals.
Well, once you're that good, you're just automatic. You don't even have to play the games, right? All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
You know, one of the things I think about that team that I was talking about before the Bucks is that, everyone they play, have you noticed, everyone that they play, they put, a $120 on them no matter what, right? Like, it's literally, listen to this. I mean, I was just looking at this. It's crazy how good they are. The Kings, $141. These are what they put on people. Lakers, $131. And then how about this? They lose to the Suns and Jazz on the road, and they still scored $114 and $115 and lost, right? Or $105 and $111. They lost both those games. They still scored, heavy over 100. $117 against the Pacers. $131 against the Hornets. Both wins. $114 and a loss at the Spurs. $113 and a loss at the Pelicans. Are you getting my drift? Even when they lose, they put up $115. Sixers, they lose $130 to $125. Lakers win $115. Cavs lost. They lost to the Cavs embarrassingly at the Q in Cleveland, and they still scored 102 on a crappy night, right? Heat 116 win, Cavaliers 127 win, Rockets 108 win, Clippers 128 win. Loss here to the Hawks 136-135. They still scored 135. You got to, like, you know, go to triple overtime to beat them or something, basically. The Nets, they beat, they put 131 on them. Sixers, they beat on the road in Philly, put 128 on them. Lost to the Nets in Brooklyn and still scored 128 on them. I mean, is this crazy or what? Hawks, a buck 15. Thunder, a buck 16 and a loss, 127-116. And then in the Pistons games in the playoffs, 121 and 120. Are you getting the drift here? They flat out push it and score against everybody. It does not matter who you are. So the Celtics might be beating the Pacers, but the Pacers to me are playing with three wheels. They don't have four wheels on the car. So they have to defensively explain to me how they're going to stop that freight train. They're scoring a buck 10, buck 20 a game no matter what, even when they lose. That's all I'm saying. They can beat Boston, believe me you. But what will Boston do to slow that down and keep them in the 90s? It's almost impossible.
It's going to be very hard for them, and you're right. The first round of the Eastern Conference, it's wiffle ball for the four teams. I mean, Indiana stinks. Detroit's awful. The Nets are going to lose. It's easy for those four teams. The Magic aren't good either. And then you get to the big boy matchups. Milwaukee and Celtics, Raptors and Sixers. I mean, let's get to it, because these first-round matchups are a joke. You're right. It's going to be hard for the Celtics to slow them down. I think that they have enough experience that they're going to find a way to do it. I'm not telling they're going to sweep them. Say it's going to be a long 6 or 7-game series. I wouldn't like it at 7. If the Celtics win 7 with them, that would be tough. I don't know if they could win Game 7 in Milwaukee. But if they got a chance to win it in 6 in Boston, they're absolutely, I think, going to do it. So, but if Milwaukee did beat them, I could see Milwaukee going to the finals and be the team that gets served up to the Warriors.
So that they would beat the winner of the Toronto series?
If they beat Boston, that would show me something.
So Toronto plays Philly then?
Right.
But, and who do you like in that series?
I like Philly to beat Toronto.
So you like Philly to beat Toronto because Toronto always chokes?
Always.
But they didn't have Kawhi Leonard when they choked.
Well, they didn't have Kawhi, and it was always against LeBron. But listen, this is newfound territory for all these teams in the East.
If they don't have Embiid against Toronto, they'll lose.
You're right about that. If Embiid doesn't play, I wouldn't even play Embiid these last two games against the Nets.
Right.
I would just get him ready for Toronto. There's no point. But all of it doesn't matter, because whoever wins this little Eastern Conference tournament, they're going to lose to the Warriors anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
You mean the Rockets?
Well, the Rockets are going to lose.
No, Rockets.
Yeah, I know. You're on the Rockets.
No.
You know the Warriors are going again.
No.
It's happening.
Honestly, even if the Sixers have Embiid, I think Toronto could still beat them. I don't like the Sixers when it matters most. You know, big game, got to win it to move on. I'll take Kawhi Leonard over them every day.
So
that team's done anything.
So you're on Toronto because you don't buy Philly.
I don't buy Philly. I think there's too much of, you know, the stardom, the me, like, look at me, social media. Everybody wants their own shot to be the big guy.
Right.
I don't think they can get it done. I don't think they can come together as a team. The same thing that, you know, they have problems with Boston right now is all about the selfishness, the egos, the discord. It's not a great team atmosphere right now.
But Kyrie looks happy tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.